I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Hundreds of Korean family members are holding tearful reunions this week in North Korea. The families have been separated since the division of the Korean Peninsula and the Korean War. Reunions did begin in the year 2000, but the North Korean government put a stop to them a couple of years ago. Now they've resumed. The program is aimed at warming ties between the North and South. But Jason Strother reports from Seoul that some South Koreans who took part in previous reunions aren't getting their hopes up.
Volunteers at the Seoul Red Cross station hand out applications to men and women looking for long-lost relatives in North Korea. Since the two Koreas announced last month that reunions would resume, there's been a renewal of hope for many of the tens of thousands of divided families here. Time is running out since most of the lost loved ones are now in their 70s and 80s. But Seok Tae-soon is one of the lucky ones. He left today for North Korea's Mount Geumgang Resort. The 74-year-old will finally get to see his older brother, who he hasn't seen since 1950 during the Korean War. Seok says he thought his brother was dead.
What I want to ask him, but I don't think I'll be allowed to, is why he wasn't part of a prisoner exchange after he was captured by the North Koreans in the war. It was so unfair. I'm just thankful that he's alive.
Seok knows there will be many things he can't talk to his brother about. Before the 200 South Korean families meet their relatives, they have to attend a lecture on what they can't discuss. Things like politics, history, and North Korea's famine. Seok says despite these prohibitions, it's still worth it. He says that he doesn't want to get into the politics of it all, but he does hope that by having these reunions more often, it could help improve inter-Korean relations and lead to peace. Seok isn't the only one here with high expectations. Media coverage of the past family reunions evoked a powerful emotional response. Images of lost relatives embracing after so many years apart resonated with many South Koreans. That's just what Pyongyang is hoping for, says Andrei Lankoff. He's a North Korea analyst at Seoul's Gugman University.
It's obviously in hope to mobilize some pro-North Korean support to increase pressure over the government on assumption that the government will be more willing to give more concessions to the North Koreans.
But many remain skeptical, not least the South Koreans who came back from family reunions. Cho Moon-sun was reunited with his daughter in 2006. Cho hadn't seen her since she was a baby. But he says he was only given a few hours to speak with her privately. She didn't seem like a human, Cho says. I could tell that she had been trained by the North Korean government on what to say. She just looked at me up and down and at my name tag. I was so happy, but she seemed uninterested. I don't think the new reunions will go very well because of North Korea's control over these people. But Seok Tae-soon, who's meeting his brother, says he knows what to expect. He realizes this will probably be the last chance they'll ever get to speak to each other. I really hope that I can stay in touch with my brother after the reunion, Seok says. But I know because of the political situation, no one's ever been able to do that. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.